Well, let's get to our guest.
Let's do that.
Husband and wife team, Steve and Diane Moore. They've been making music for over 25 years together. They're composers, musicians, producers of all their own material. Their latest EP, In the Blood, is out now. You can go to cranberrymerchants.com or go check out their Facebook page. They're on Twitter. They are everywhere. And go check them out. They're actually on the road right now. We're going to check in with them. They're on location of their new video shoot.
Which is,
I think, Going Nowhere is what the song's called.
Okay.
Because they have In the Blood and the Black Mariah.
Yes.
So let's call Steve and Diane.
Okay.
The Cranberry Merchants. We play them on Indie Mondays, Afternoon Delights.
Yep.
Send us your music. And we will play you as well.
That's right.
Hey,
there's Steve right there. How you doing, Steve? Buddy?
I'm all right. How are you, boss?
We're doing good.
We're hanging. Are you, you're still, and where are you guys at? New Mexico?
We're in Santa Fe, New Mexico, as we speak.
How's the video shoot been going?
Awesome so far. We're getting a lot of great footage. This is Diane, by the way.
Hey, Diane.
Go ahead, Diane. You're getting some awesome, great footage. So we were just discussing it. Going Nowhere, right, is the next video.
Right, right. And that's it's an instrumental song, but it's a song about taking road trips, just hitting the open road, not really having a destination, just going out and traveling and having an adventure.
Not having a care in the world, just so long as you're with your best friend, hey, it doesn't matter where we go.
That's true. Yeah. Now, traveling on the road, did you shoot footage as you went out there?
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, stopping at various little roadside attractions and you know, cheesy restaurants and all that kind of fun stuff.
Well, hell, you missed Wyoming, though.
That's right.
if we could have gone up there, we would have gone up there. Is what we're saying.
And you guys live in Georgia. I saw it snowed. I mean, you're not used to the snow.
Oh, we're not from there, but yeah, we just live there. We're not from there. We are from the north, so we are used to the snow.
Well, that's okay. Good. You're not strangers.
That's right.
No, not at all.
Of the
it's
snow.
All the people down there who can't drive. We're fine.
That is true. Now, you guys live outside of Atlanta?
Right, just to the west of Atlanta.
But, I mean, it does not snow in Georgia, right?
I mean, it's
got to be.
We get it every once in a while, and it's usually not a ton at a time, but, you know, it only takes like a dusting of snow to close down the city.
That's true. I used to live in Jonesboro for about a year.
Oh, okay.
And, you get about a half an inch, and literally everything closes. Businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, if the grass turns white, that's it.
Yeah, it's
you're done.
For
the day.
Yeah.
So, you guys, this is your third video. You had In the Blood and the Black Mariah, which the Black Mariah, you can go on their YouTube page and see the making of. Which we'll talk about that. But what's the, I mean, you said the theme across the country. I mean, what else is going on? Because you guys have a lot of elements going on in your videos.
We're just trying to show a little bit of, you know, trying to get in as much of the experience as possible, like being behind the wheel, being all over the landscape as much as we can, trying to show, I mean, lightheartedness, but I mean, also, you know, there's there are a few poignant moments thrown in there so far, but I mean, it's we're trying to keep it as lighthearted as we can, but you know,
it's a lot of the boots.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of traveling.
The boots are the
boots
star of the video. Now, is Diane in the video?
Mm-hmm. Those are my feet.
Oh, okay. So those are your feet. So Steve shooting this one.
Part of it, she's actually doing a lot of what you see with the boots. Will be it's her with a selfie stick, actually. So she's doing a lot of filming herself.
Yeah, it's insane what
yeah.
you guys have done with. I mean, an iPhone and a video program.
Really, it's amazing.
Well, a lot of it. I mean, that has been. I know for the Black Mariah video, we had. Well, what for us was a big budget on it. Most of that was just to get the video permit for filming with the National Park Service, traveling to New Jersey, getting insurance so we could film in a national landmark.
What the hell were you gonna do?
I know, what is the insurance for?
I guess to make sure that we don't tear the place up, which I put a handprint in it, but I think they were able to sweep that out. So, you know.
Yeah, and it's really funny. I mean, the stuff they ask, because there's an application process to be able to film on, you know, in National Park Service. And, I mean, they ask you things like, you know, are there going to be explosions? Is there going to be nudity?
Gorillas.
Yeah, we wouldn't want any nudity in our national parks.
Well, we're just thinking, like, now there'll be so much, you know, so much nudity and so many explosions, you'll just be desensitized to it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Now, the Black Mariah, tell people that don't know, you guys wrote this song about something that is quite unique, which I didn't even know what the hell, I never heard about it until I saw your guys' song and video about it. But tell us, what is the Black Mariah?
That is the name of the building. It's kind of a nickname that was given to the building that was the first movie studio. It was set up at the Thomas Edison Laboratories in West Orange, New Jersey. And it was just this real funky shaped building covered in black tar paper. And, you know, in those days, while, you know, electric light was there, and of course, you know, the main guy known for it was had plenty of light bulbs around. They just weren't bright enough, you know, for filming at that point, because, you know, those cameras took an awful lot of light. So they, you know, they built this weird building where the roof opened to let sunlight in, and it rotated so that, you know, as the times of day changed, they could keep the light, you know, consistent. Hmm. And they just booked all of these bizarre vaudeville acts of the day. They're, you know, dancers and cat boxing and, you know, just all this weird stuff.
Yeah, because the video, did you see the video?
I did, yeah.
All that B-roll
right.
is actual footage shot at the studio there. And, it's I mean, the building is, like, covered in this, you said, black tar paper that looks like it's stapled on or something. Right. Has it been, I mean, restored at all, or is that the original deal?
That is a replica. The original, I think, they used it for maybe about 10, 15 years. And then I guess it just got kind of dilapidated and they tore it down.
Because you think it melters. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy looking structure. It looks like a barn or something, you know.
But, yeah. It does. Yeah. It does. And it looks like it on the inside, too.
Yeah.
But all the B-roll, I mean, you watch the video and you'd think, you guys had to shoot some of it. I almost thought, Diane, that you were dressed up as the lady that's dancing around in one of the parts. Because you're, I mean, you're not in it except for your hands.
Right, right. And really the reason for that is, you know, we had originally thought of kind of getting me in the period piece, but, you know, it's really hard to find that, you know, kind of outfit, well, within our budget too. You know, to totally deck me out. But, you know, my mom had this long pair of evening gloves, and it's like, you know what, I think we're just going to do the drum roll part. and you know, we'll just throw it in, throw that fill in every now and then, and it kind of helps to just, you know, drive it along, and you know, still gives the impression of another person there.
Now, the Black Mariah, Steve's doing all the vocals. We're talking with Steve and Diane from the Cranberry Merchants. Go like them on Facebook, follow them on Twitter, go check out their website, go order the EP. It's out now. You can go to Amazon. It's like $4.95, so it's under $5. Go help them out.
Yeah.
Go give them $5. It's definitely worth it. They're awesome. Now, in the Blood video, or I mean the different songs, Steve does the vocals for the Black Mariah. Diane, you do the vocals for In the Blood.
Right.
Did you guys write those songs separately?
Yes.
I mean, how do you decide that?
Well, I guess it just depends on what fits the song. I mean, you know, when we wrote the Black Mariah, because, you know, the music on that is, you know, very unusual and the subject matter is unusual, you know, we didn't really think that's something that could have like a melodic type, you know, vocal to it. And that's why Steve did, you know, kind of more of the Carnival Barker character. But, you know, within the Blood, it's more of a rock song, and You know, so it needed more of a rock vocal on there. You know, so it's just whatever the song calls for, you know, whatever
feels right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What, where'd you get the B-roll for the In the Blood video? Did you guys shoot that?
Well, yeah, we actually shot almost all of that ourselves.
Again, with an iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what you can do with an iPhone now because it shoots, you know, great HD video.
Yeah.
What iPhone do you have? Do you have, like, the 10? Do you have, like, the 8S? What? Or?
We have the 8S.
The 8S. Yeah. So that, yeah, it's a good phone. It's insane. So who, Diane, who's watching the cats at home while you guys are on the road?
You know, in the Blood video, the guy who plays our street preacher.
Oh, so he must be a neighbor.
Yeah.
He's a buddy of ours. He played the street preacher for us, and he's also our cat sitter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's classic.
He's a great all-around guy. I mean, you can tell.
Yeah.
But, you know, the difference between the videos, though, that you mentioned it that way, actually, for all the budget that we had to use for Black Mariah, it was like one-tenth the budget to do In the Blood. We had everything still set up for all the inside shots, and most of our budget was spent on clearance Christmas lighting.
Wow.
Which had to have been a bargain.
Yeah.
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 That's awesome, though. I mean, that you guys can pump this stuff out. Because, you know, well, it's so crazy how the music industry, I mean, when you guys started years ago, to get studio time to shoot a video, to get anybody to play it. You know, nowadays you can do it yourself. You can shoot the video, edit it.
Oh, exactly.
And then it's all your own hustle.
Put it on YouTube. I mean, you got to do the footwork, but I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're so right. It's just totally night and day. I mean, when we first came out with things, you know, in the mid 90s, it was the middle of the grunge era. You didn't have any kind of venues to be played in. I mean, just maybe college radio, if there happened to be a local show near you. But then if there was, you had to know the guy who hosted that little one-hour local show. And, you know, I mean, the college radio stations told us so many times, well, we can't play you guys because you're not weird enough for us. Seriously. I kid you not. That was what it's like. And we're like, well, we're not going to write something weird just so you'll play us. It's like, sorry.
You weren't depressed enough, I guess. That's the grunge era.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Exactly.
We were too darn happy for them. So
you didn't have your flannel on. Yeah. Well, Diane was still listening to Duran Duran.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That was the problem.
Oh, yeah.
She loves New Wave, CEO. CEO loves New Wave.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, was Duran Duran it? Diane, who did you love?
I mean, you know, I was a teenager in the 80s, and, you know, I was definitely the prime age for that whole bandwagon at the time. But, you know, I know, especially at that time, Duran Duran got a bad rap for, you know, being like teeny bop audience and all of that kind of thing. But, you know, it really, as the years went on, I mean, their music grew up a lot and was a big influence because, I mean, really, if you really listen to especially a lot of their later stuff, they are amazing musicians.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of like lyrically, they were, you know, Simon Le Bon was a big influence as far as his lyrics and, you know, just the way they arrange music, you know, was a very big influence on me.
All right, CEO, what did you think of Duran Duran?
You know, I think like Diane, when they first came out, they were a little popish, but still, you know, they were interesting. They had great videos. But I think like Diane said, by the time, I think it was in the mid 90s, I'm going to guess when that song Come Undone came out.
Yeah.
And you could tell they musically had kind of moved away from that. I think that pop sound, even though that song was embraced but definitely a more mature sound and definitely a good band.
Can we put you guys to the test?
Let's go to the test.
Should we put you guys to the test?
We can put
you and Diane to the test. I have three Duran Duran songs.
Uh, Okay.
We're not going to play the songs. Right. I'm going to read you a line of lyrics.
Okay.
And we'll see if you guys can name the song.
CEO, you're going down, I'm telling you.
No, I have a feeling I am. I have a feeling I am.
Okay, we'll start with an easier one here.
Okay.
Now, remember, when I say the lyrics, it never sounds like the song or, you know.
You're not
going
to sing it.
Because I have no clue. Yeah. So here we go.
All right.
Song number one.
All right.
You feel my heart, I'm just a moment behind.
Hungry like the wolf.
Hungry like the wolf.
Oh, come on! That's Diane!
That was the easy one.
Come on.
Okay.
That was too easy.
That was the easy one. Here we go.
All right.
Song number two.
All right.
Moving up, it's gonna race. It's gonna break through the borderline. It's not Madonna.
No.
No.
Moving up, it's gonna race. It's gonna break through the borderline.
I'm just gonna throw out the
Union of the Snake.
Real.
What'd you say, Diane?
Union of the Snake.
Union of the Snake is the right answer. Wow,
Diane, you're unstoppable.
Two of three. Here's the last one. Only came outside to watch the night fall with the rain.
Planet Earth.
Oh my God! Wow! Oh, Diane, you knocked it out of the park. That is awesome.
That
wow.
Here's a bonus trivia, Duran Duran.
Come on, man! This is killing me.
She's clean sweep so far, Theo.
Wow! I should have listened to more Duran Duran, I guess. Dang.
Here we go. Duran Duran's hits in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Were Sunrise and this other song.
2000s. All you need is now.
No. CEO shaking his head.
I don't know. I do not know.
What Happens Tomorrow?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I meant to say.
Wow. Okay, see, I went to the 2000s. Nobody was listening by then. It was done.
Oh.
Way to go, Diane. Three
Man,
for three.
I know. That was good.
Jeez.
That usually doesn't happen to me.
No. Got worked.
Oh, I did, man.
We're talking with Steve and Diane Moore. They are the Cranberry Merchants. Oh. Go check them out. Like them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter. I'd imagine. Are you guys on Instagram?
We are.
They're on Instagram. They're everywhere. They're on YouTube. They've gotten over 1,000 likes in like less than a couple weeks on, I think, both your guys' videos now. So go and watch their videos now. So you guys got back. You started the ball rolling again like a year ago. Who looked at the other one and said, let's do this music thing? Or what happened? What triggered it?
Actually, I think we both had the idea at the same time. I had to get knee replacement surgery at the beginning of November, and we knew it was coming throughout the whole year, so we were, you know, kind of planning on that coming. So back in September, we went to New Jersey to film the Black Mariah video, and Diane was putting that together after we got home. We had to do some more filming at the house. At the end of September, she got that together, you know, probably had that done about the beginning of October.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I had gone to get knee replacement surgery on my left knee, and
we knew that Steve was going to have 3 whole months off of work.
Yeah, right.
It was beautiful. It was like a big vacation. I got to sit on the couch or lay on the couch for 3 months with an ice pack on my knee, and I was, you know, working all the social media that I could for the band. It was wonderful.
So you're back to work though now.
Yes, back to work now. But I mean, during that time I was off, we had time to film the video for In the Blood. We got, all over the internet as much as we could, as, you know, as far as getting a website up, getting social media presence all over as best we could, getting ourselves on, you know, Spotify and all the kind of music platforms. Listing ourselves with Google, so it was easy for everybody to find us, and we just spent all that time planting seeds, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, you're listing it, but I mean, it's insane what you guys have done. I mean, we've talked to a million bands, and I think you guys or one of the most interactive with your fans or listening or.
We try to be. I mean, we sure do try.
You're on it. It's insane. Did somebody, I mean, it couldn't have been just all you guys. Did you talk to anybody?
It's all us.
Wow.
It is all us.
Yeah, I mean, we do actually have a little bit of formal education in the field. When we met in college, we were in a music business program at the Art Institute of Atlanta. Mm. We learned a little bit, you know, about promotion. Of course, you know, in those days it was very different because it was before social media, was around and everything. But
I was hanging flyers on the telephone pole.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what it was in those days. Or you pretty much had to have an agent or a record label, to represent you. But
or you had to be touring like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And now, through work that I've done, I used to work for a charity where it was a lot of grassroots kind of promotion, and really, promotion is promotion no matter what field it's in. So I kind of learned a lot from that, and and about how important social media presence is now. So we've been able to pretty much tag team this by ourselves, and we split up the social media responsibilities and try to keep on it as best we can.
Well, and also with all the social media platforms, we try to look at it like, well, if we're say we hear a song that we like on the radio, well, what do we do now? Well, I want to go find the lyrics. So I would go to lyrics.com, or I want to go get the, I want to go purchase the song. I'll go to iTunes. So we tried to make sure to put ourselves in all those places. So if somebody was in the same boat trying to find us, they wouldn't have that much problem. Just look at it that way. Mm-hmm. So that's why we try to cover as many bases as we could. I don't know if we have them all, but we try.
Well, and I mean, there's bands that are doing it, but then you guys are even, I mean, you're even a little bit a step above. I mean, you're interacting with the stations, or you're available, you're actually listening, or your song comes on and you guys are saying, oh, we're on. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Are you guys on Instagram?
No. We well, yeah, the okay. CEO is, yeah. but yeah. We aren't like
yeah.
as Cowboy Joe Radio.
Yeah.
Well, CEO, can you come follow us? Because I've been wanting to tag you on things when we put up a post for you, but I'm like, well, I can't find anywhere to tag. So if you could, that'd be great.
I'll tell you what, I'll follow you in about 20 minutes.
Great.
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah.
Get an Instagram.
My account, we do I do tons of stuff through that for Cowboy Joe Radio. So it's really the 99% of what I do on there. So that's kind of the way we do that.
Yeah.
We just love you guys to pieces. Thank you so much for playing us as much as you do.
Oh
well, thank you guys.
Yeah.
And we love doing your station IDs.
Oh, yeah. Those are our favorites.
Yeah, they've sent us three different IDs. Have you heard them? See,
yes, I do like them. I do.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
We're working on more for you. We'll come up with something.
They've been inspired by our by our liners.
Good.
I mean, hey. The door's open to anything at Cowboy Joe Radio.
You give it to us, we'll probably play it.
We will play it. Yeah. That's what I tell bands. Don't send me an email asking me if I'll play your music.
Yeah.
Just send me your music. Yeah. If we like it, we'll keep playing. We'll play it at least once.
Yes.
No matter what. What has worked best for you guys? Social media, videos? I mean, what's made the most impact, do you think?
The whole mix of that, I think. I mean,
yeah, I think it's the combination of those things. I mean, we've been amazed at how quickly, things have accelerated. To go from kind of nothing back in the fall to, kind of having an instant global audience. We've been amazed. I mean, a lot of these, internet stations, like yours, are being heard by people all over the globe. And, we're getting fans like on our Facebook page from places we never imagined our music would strike a chord. So it's been pretty cool that, it can spread so quickly.
Well, we have pockets in, Barcelona, Spain, Rome, Italy, Tokyo, Japan. We're like, what? Great. We love you all. Thank you so much for following, but we don't know how we're striking a chord over there. Nobody said anything. Thank you.
Oh, it's insane. Exactly. It's they love us more than America, I think. I mean, Germany is our number one country every year, or every month.
Really?
Yeah, the United States is second. I mean, it's insane. It's like, what? But
internet radio is just so wonderful all around. I know when we had first come out, put out the EP and everything, some of our first, you know, sending out tracks or sending out CDs to radio stations was to college radio. And of course, we weren't hearing anything because they hadn't gotten back from Christmas break yet. So we're like, oh, yeah, we didn't even think about it. But it's like, I guess we struck out or something. And then we started hitting the internet radio stations, and all of you guys just, you're all so friendly, and everybody gives us a shot. And it's been wonderful. It's nothing like when we first started out in the 90s, where everybody was rude and smarmy. And, you know, it's like, well, dang, I just want to be played once,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah, just give me a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Well, and that's the beauty about, I mean, I don't know, some internet radio stations are different themes or whatever,
that's
but
right.
I mean, we're like
the
potpourri of internet radio. We'll play
you. I love
you.
That.
Whether, yeah, I mean, we'll play you.
That's right.
we don't really care at this point. but, I mean, what have you guys, I mean, you guys have heard a lot of new music. Who's touched your, you know, heartstrings? I know Diane likes that Matt Mitchell Black Diamond song.
Yeah, that song is awesome.
Last Call by Maida, Obscene Dreams by Alice Linsky,
DJ Crow.
Yeah, DJ Crow is awesome. God, there's so much. I mean,
you named two or three talking, that we're playing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Here Comes the Day by the Delirium Trees. I love that one too. That's a great song. There are just so many great bands out there. I'm floored that we're in such great company. I mean, there's so much more great music on internet radio than there is on regular radio.
True, right?
It's totally true.
Yeah.
I say it all the time. I said, listen to our shows in the afternoon, and if you want to hear new music, new bands, I mean, it's kicking any regular radio station's ass.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I just love how with internet radio, I mean, there are basically stages for everyone. If you're rock, if you're an alt band, if you're folk, if you're country, if you're hip hop, I mean, there's just, you can hear, there's platforms for everybody that's just tired of the status quo. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, and being uncensored, and we're legit too. We pay our fees.
Yeah.
So, damn it.
Damn it. Those sons bitches still got us. Well, I was Facebook stalking you, Steve, and it touched my heart because you met with your aunt, what is it, Kareen? On the way out?
Diane's aunt, yes.
Or is it Diane's aunt? Oh, my mother-in-law has Alzheimer's, and she colors all the time, and they were sitting with their Aunt Kareen coloring. At the table.
Well, it's the kind of thing where that's her big thing to do of a day, and she doesn't mind you sitting down with her to talk, but it's like she would rather that you color with her. It's like, sweet, give me a Hello Kitty page. Let's do this.
Oh, and she's got it's just the same thing as my mother-in-law.
Really?
Just stacks of
color books.
Coloring books and colored papers and pencils and crayons. Yeah, it's just... That keeps them busy.
Yeah, that's right.
Keeps them entertained.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, how long are you guys in New Mexico? When are you turning around and heading back?
We're leaving here on Wednesday morning, and we're going to take a different route back to Georgia just so we can kind of hit some different cities and different scenery on the way back. But so we'll spend, you know, about 3 days going back.
Nice. And then what's the timeline for the video?
Well, we've gotten so much footage. It's going to take me quite a while even just to
sift through it all.
The clips. I mean, we've got like, you know, hundreds of clips that to sort through. And then, you know, once choosing that, the editing is probably going to take at least 2-3 weeks. But I'm hoping, you know, like towards the end of April, you know, maybe we'll have something, you know, put together and ready to roll.
Something for summertime.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, perfect.
It's a great time for
just
that
in
song.
Time for the road trip season.
There you go.
Now, Steve, you're a big Led Zeppelin fan.
Yes, sir.
What have you heard Greta Van Fleet?
I've heard of them. I hear all the buzz about them, but no, I actually have not heard them. I wouldn't know a song of theirs if it bit me.
Because they're the Led Zeppelin sound-alikes.
Are they like kind of like the new Led Zeppelin this week? That kind of thing. Remember in the '80s where it was like every band that came out where the singer could get up there. They're Led Zeppelin.
No, yeah, like Kingdom Come and
Kingdom Come and Fastway and I forget how many other
White Snake.
Well, these guys, I mean, they sound just like Led Zeppelin. I mean,
they're not a cover band.
No, really? But I mean, it sounds like their new song. It sounds like Baby, like track two off Led Zeppelin 2 or 3, that Baby, I'm going to leave you. I mean, it's like, bam. I mean, and he sounds just like Robert Plant, but I don't know. I kind of dig him, but then after I'm listening to him, I'm like, son's a bitch. You know, this is just freaking.
That's not right.
Like totally ripped off Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Somebody the other day, I saw there was an interview with somebody, I can't even remember who, where he was referring to them as kind of like a boy band Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell that would be like. I'm trying to put those two things together.
Well, and he's got a point because they're like, it's like three brothers, but they're all, you know, they're good looking kids. They're all, they're all like under 22. I mean, they're young. And
so it's like Hanson, but with hard rock. Okay.
It's like Hanson dressed as Led Zeppelin. He's got his, you know, they got their long flowing hair and their old attire with their shirt unbuttoned down to their belly button. And,
right.
You know. Okay.
But yeah, you'll have to check them out.
I will.
We could test Steve here. Should we test his Led Zeppelin knowledge? We'll put him to the test.
All right.
Do you know what the date Led Zeppelin 4 was released on?
Ooh. Let's see, 1971. I do not.
Well, you got the year, so.
Wow. That's good.
August 1st?
November 8th, 1971.
I was in the second half of the year, so that should count for something.
It does.
You got the year. That's
something.
That's close.
Yeah.
The band began their first tour of the UK in 1968. What were they called?
They were the New Yardbirds.
The New Yardbirds. Yeah. Look at him.
Yeah.
He's,
good job.
We'll give him 2 for 2.
Yeah.
And here we go. The question.
I get 1.5, I think.
1.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last one here. The band set another attendance record with an audience of how many in their Silver Dome concert on April 30th, 1977?
Was that, I want to say 56,000 or was that 53,000?
Ooh, you got the six. It's 76,229. Oh, okay.
I think I'm thinking of 1973.
That's
like
a
around
shitload
the time they made
of people.
The movie.
It is.
Yes,
it is. Yes,
yeah,
it
that's
is for
true.
A single band.
The song remains the same. That video, or what was that? Mm-hmm. Was that done in 73?
That was from the 1973 tour. Yeah.
Oh,
they cobbled that together and like put it out in 76, I think.
Well, go check out Greta Van Fleet. That'll be.
That's the first thing.
I need to do that.
Well, thanks, guys. We appreciate it so much. Cranberry Merchant, Steve and Diane, go check them out. The EP is out now. Go check out their website. Go to Amazon, type in Cranberry Merchants, and give them $4.95
right now.
Everyone, come say hello to us. We don't bite. We're friendly.
Exactly. Go like them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Send them a message.
Yeah,
they'll talk to you back.
That's right.
And go watch their videos. They're awesome.
Thank you.
So thanks, guys. Safe travels back.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Take care.
We'll talk again.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
You too.
We'll see you. There they are, Steve and Diane Moore.
Yeah.
Little ditty about Steve and Diane. Living in Georgia.
Doing the best they can.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
driving to New Mexico. Going nowhere is their new video.
Stop.
Just keeps going. Oh.
Okay.
Where do we go from here? Let's take a break.
All right.
big thanks to Cranberry Merchants. Go and like those guys for sure, because they definitely one of the bands that will respond back to you, and it's not their PR guy. It's actually
them.
Johnny Manziel, he gets another chance, this time in the AAF. We'll tell you where he landed and what landed at the top spot of this weekend's box office. Wake up! It's Lumpin' the CEO right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com.